It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I suspect, in Switzerland, but in fact, I have no idea. Hi, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. From Switzerland, snowy Switzerland, actually only in the mountains and not in the cities. But this is exactly what I'm going to talk about, because today it's the opening day of the symposium, World Economic Forum in Davos. This is really an exceptional year in terms of snow. It's very difficult to get there. 6 feet of snow, really piles and mountains all over. A lot of streets can only take one car at a time because most of the space is taken to just push the snow away. It seems like it has been snowing heavily in the past 2 days as well. So it's a special situation in Davos. That being said, it didn't hinder the people. They are all coming. Many more than expected, because as a matter of fact, the past years there was a little bit the feeling that maybe the forum in Davos was losing in being an attractive place to go to. But this year it is quite incredible. There are 110 states represented, CEOs, head of states like Theresa May from Great Britain, President Emmanuel Macron from France, Justin Trudeau, even Angela Merkel, who first was not going to come, but just a couple of days ago decided to come as well. There will be 12 Nobel Prize winners, including the young, very young activist from Pakistan, Malala Yousafzai. There are 650 CEOs. There will be Elton John, Kate Blanchett, and many other very well-known people in the world. And from all kind of industries, all countries. So this is a forum that is looked at and from many journalists, and that is also very criticized. But what I read today was an interview with the new president, who is Børge Brende. It's the former Norwegian Secretary of State, who gave in this interview some interesting points, setting the fact that he has different priorities, that he wants to make this forum evolve even further. For that, he gave up his job as Secretary of State from Norway, and he has the feeling that the potential with the forum is for him, as president of the forum, a new challenge. So what he was talking about are the topics that we all know: economic growth, job creations, environment protection, and how to avoid financial collapses, and more than that. So what's really interesting is that for him, even though this is considered like an elite forum and probably highly criticized because of this fact, he thinks that it is mainly a place where People are there to talk to each other and also to listen. It's a place where he hopes that there will be the possibility of cooperation between governments and societies and companies. So a kind of a hub for thinking, but also for coming up with some solutions that are basically realistic. The motto of this forum is creating a shared future in a fractured world. So one can feel that there are many subjects that are going to be discussed. All the speeches are going to be interesting. The question is not to agree or disagree, because obviously when you have that many people meeting, that many people giving their opinion on different issues, there will be a lot of different opinions and it won't be always possible to agree, but that is not the point. The point would be really to share and eventually to find some common solutions. What the founder of the forum, Professor Schwab, has created lately are different centers. One, for example, is in San Francisco and is there to discuss what he calls the fourth industrial revolution. Basically, it's about robotic, it's about artificial intelligence, it's about cars without drivers, it's about everything that is going to happen, that is happening already, where there are very few rules, very few regulations, because no country knows exactly how to deal with this new technology yet. There are no real standards, and also there is maybe a lack of ethical grounds. So all of this will have to also be discussed in our societies, and I'm really talking on a globalized level. And he created this center in San Francisco in order to begin the discussion. There will be also a new center in Switzerland, in Geneva, concentrating on cyber attacks. And this is a very interesting point, because according to some journalistic sources, last year there has been a loss of 1,000 billions because of cyber attacks, and this is probably not going to decrease, this is going to increase. How to protect our societies against those attacks, this is also a topic that needs to be discussed and implemented eventually in the future. So I think what the forum in Davos is trying to convey very strongly is the fact that it is for sure a meeting where people meet to do some networking. While this is also a point that is criticized, this is not the only aim or the only goal of the forum. It is also to found a solutions in the future in cooperating together among countries, among companies, among private people, and also private entrepreneurs, NGO, really trying to include everybody, again, taking the risk of disagreeing on how to approach certain issues. The forum also issued a global competitiveness report, a global risk report, a human capital index. So there are many projects that are also going on to find solution in terms of vaccination. These are also at times privately funded or in cooperation with big companies. All of this to say that while there is probably a lot to criticize and a lot to improve, there is also definitely the will to discuss openly about what we are facing in a world that is increasingly globalized, with or without the approval of all people. But this is just something that is happening, and it's probably a good thing wanting to also make sure that there are rules, that there are regulations, and that basically there are ways to protect people and to protect all people. On this level, for example, I was listening this afternoon to the discussion between Kate Blanchett and Nicolas Christophe. She is a goodwill ambassador for the UNHCR for refugees project, and is a writer for the New York Times. And I think what they were talking about was not about being impressively innovative or bringing up something so new that nobody heard of it before, but just the opposite. It was about talking on a human level about how, for example, Kate Blanchett perceives her job as ambassador, what she saw in those refugees camps, and what her message is. And she's very aware of the fact that her opinion is not shared by everybody. But again, she also insists on the fact that what is important is to talk about and to be able to listen to each other and understand the concerns of each other. So I think if you have time, Jill, if anybody that is listening to us has time, it is actually worth it to listen to some of those speeches and listen to all the projects that are going on. And again, there are many bad things happening, and I think we talk about those things often enough. But sometimes one also gets this positive feeling that other people are actually working on a positive note, and that is also good to know.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.